In this episode, I want to talk with you about challenging yourself to demonstrate some authentic spiritual courage when the going gets tough.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, what is up? All right, it's Todd. I'm in the new office. We transitioned, and let me just tell you the move was big. It was extensive. It was overwhelming. My goal throughout the whole week was to demonstrate, this is the term that I came up, I wanted to demonstrate authentic spiritual maturity. All right, it might sound corny, but the reason I set that goal is I knew from my past history that if I get frustrated or overwhelmed, I might get snappy. And everybody around me, I love them so deeply. They go so above and beyond to help me on my mission and to help our clients be successful that I wanted this time to do it differently. Does that make sense? Can you relate? Like, do you walk into moments in your life where you're like, whoa, here I go again. Do I have to make the same mistakes, or can I this time be the best version of myself? So I committed myself to being the best version of myself. And by and large, I'm pretty happy with how the move went. I'm excited to be in this new space. Let me just tell you, I was in a very large office throughout COVID all by myself, right? And I loved our office. It's the greatest place I ever worked. People walked in there and they just absolutely were blown away. And sometimes people just wanted to buy. They just wanted to buy from us, give us the deal because they liked how the office looked. And they saw that as the opportunity to see what our videos would look like before they even hired us. Like, oh, these people get design. They're going to get the project, right? All that. So leaving was tricky for me, but once I left and I knew it wasn't about ego, I didn't need all that space for just me. It was actually a bad economics decision. And so leaving was the good economics decision where bad was staying. So I had to go, didn't have a choice in that regard. And even though I could afford the space, it was no longer serving its business function, right? Because the times they are changing. Man, I'm singing it up in this episode. So we had, and you might have saw this on Facebook and on LinkedIn, but I posted that we had 9 or 10 iMacs, 27-inch Apple iMac computers that aren't being used, haven't been used. We've already depreciated their value as a company. I had nothing left to gain. I offered them to family and team, and then, you know, everybody's working on their bed or in their couch. They don't need an iMac. And so those computers have sat there for a couple years in the office collecting dust. So after nobody asked for them, I just put up on social media that I'm giving them away. People reached out to me. I'll tell you one story that I love this story. I'm so glad. This was like, hey, if you're thinking about giving, give. Because you get stories like this. You get transformations like this. So one of the people reached out to us, and she is a mom of two, and they needed an extra computer. So I was like, cool, come on in. I'll give it to you. And when she arrived at the office, she told me that she is a nurse at the Phoenix Children's Hospital, which is world-renowned. Those nurses, I think we all agree, are like God's angels that love on kids. And by the way, thank you for allowing me to sometimes not talk about video or about marketing. You know, we all have complexities in our lives and different things we're interested in talking about. So just thank you for allowing me to do this and not being offended. She's not talking about video. Get back to video. But this nurse came in and she told us that she has two boys that are young boys that are studying at home. And they have one computer, a laptop amongst the three of them. And she has to do her homework because she's studying to become a nurse practitioner, which are like the rock stars of nurses. They can prescribe medicine. They're like extra. They have as much schooling, I think, as MDs, as doctors. And she's studying to be a nurse practitioner, but doesn't start her studying until, get this, her kids go to bed because they're using one computer. So we gave her an iMac, and I walked down. Oh, and she cried with Wendy and I from her heart. She just kept telling us what an amazing blessing this is. And as we were walking down, I was carrying the iMac down to the car for her. And I said to her, how did you hear about us giving away these computers? And she stopped on the stairs and she looked at me and started crying again. She said, my sister has been following Tony Robbins her whole life, and I've always been the one that's made fun of her for doing that. And my sister reached out to me and said, this guy who's one of Tony's speakers is giving away these computers in Phoenix here. Reach out to him. Maybe you can get one. He's a really good guy. So when I was going down the stairs with her, she told me that. And then she said she updated her sister right as she was pulling in that she was going to go in and meet me. And the sister said, and this is where I started bawling, where her sister said, oh my God, you're so lucky to get to meet Todd. And then she just, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I'll tell you right now, it was the best feeling in the world to be able to help that nurse. And she sent me photos from her living room of the kids working on the computers, telling me that she's going to get to start studying for her nurse practitionership earlier tonight because of us giving her that computer. Look, if you have something that's collecting dust, those computers were just collecting dust. There are people out there that need you, that would benefit from you, that would lift up your spirit. And that was me demonstrating some authentic spiritual courage while I was going through the transition of my office. If you demonstrate authentic spiritual courage in your day-to-day, in your life, especially when things are difficult, really amazing things will come rushing your way. Look, that's all I got on this episode. I got a lot more cool stuff coming your way. Bear with me as I go through the move, get settled in. More episodes coming your way on Video Marketing Mastery.